Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Wow, I'm so excited. We're already in July, 6 months, 7 months into the year, family. Wow. I want to stop and wish Makita Matthews a happy birthday today. My prayer warrior. You know, when you hear Makita pray, baby, ain't nothing like listening to the prayer that Makita laid down. Woo! Powerhouse prayer. And I just want to say thank you for Makita's presence on the planet. Thank you for Makita's opportunity to be a gift to so many through her prayer ministry, through teaching, through education, through all that she does. And so, family, send lots of love today into Makita's space. Because today is Makita Matthews' birthday. And if you don't know who Makita is, she always at the sunrise service. And she always my prayer warrior. I always ask her to pray. She always end up being praying. If you don't remember, she's a beautiful sister. I'm telling you, when you see this sister, you won't think that what's about to come out of her mouth is about to come out. She is so pretty and so feminine and so dainty. But when she opened that mouth, baby, you feel the presence of God. And so today, I and the Love Journey want to wish Makita Matthews and her family. We want to also send love into her family. They had a loss last week. And she was a young 3-year-old, 8-year-old daughter. She passed away last week. And so we want to send her family love too. So I just want to say happy birthday, Makita. You tuned in to the Love Journey this morning, and this is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I want to play Diane Reeves. Let's just testify.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am so grateful. Yes, so grateful. That was Diaries and Testify. You know, sometimes you just wake up with gratitude in your heart and you just got to say thank you. Sometimes you feel so full and you just got to stop and say thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you just see the fullness of God's presence, you just got to say thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. This call reminds us that August 6th is our 9th annual sunrise service, and this year is the message from the soul. Oh, yes, our fire release is going to be a little different. Question asked this year opposed to the forgiveness question. This year we're going to be talking about what's keeping us from operating in our fullness. So the message from the soul is going to be a powerful, riveting expansion, transcending, transforming experience right here on 39th Street Beach. We got a violinist that's going to come and play. We got the drum divas this year. All ladies playing the drums. Different kind of drums. Opening us up with the ceremony that's going to give honor to Nisha. Nisha Scott. And those who know Nisha Scott know she was a divine diva, baby. She was a walking embodiment of art, baby. When you saw Nisha, she was a chocolate sister, bald head. But I'm talking about gorgeous. Looked like she just stepped out the magazine every time. Shapely, fashionable, creative. This sister was the essence of what beauty is. And so we're going to give a very powerful acknowledgement to her presence. A lot of people will be wearing an outfit or some kind of piece that she created. And we're going to just honor the presence of Nisha Scott as our ancestor this year. Our theme is the message from the soul. I'm looking forward to you being there. And even if you're not in Chicago and can't make it, pass it on to some of those friends and family or those that you may know that want to come. August 6th, you don't want to miss this sunrise experience, recognizing that love is all there is in this experience. So I'm looking forward to us all getting together. I'm looking forward to us gathering in the same space to hear the message from the soul. Ooh, it brings chills to my spine. You know, I'm just so excited. I also want to let those know who are in the DMV area. Yes, yes, yes. Miss Ebony Amon Ingram doing it again, doing it God's way and shutting it down, baby. She will be opening the circus, Universal Soul Circus, with her dance troupe, Deo Dance, meaning Deo means the joy and of dance. Deo Dance Troupe. Miss Ebony's company is opening up the circus on July 18th right here in the DMV. So if you're in the DMV and you want to get a chance to see and support Miss Dale Dance, then get your tickets for the circus, and you won't regret it. If you've never been to the Universal Soul Circus, I tell you, there's no circus like the Soul Circus, baby. And there's no dance team like Dale Dance, baby. They shut it down all around town all the time. That's Dale Dance with Ebony Amon Ingram right here in the DMV, baby. Don't forget July 18th. Get your tickets today and don't delay. Yes, yes, yes. Just wanted to put that on your calendar. Don't forget. And so, family, we're about to center our mind, but I want us to really bring in the spirit today. Because as we center our mind and center our thoughts, I'm asking for some special love, special light of a dear friend, confidant, sister of Miss Joy Cigar Ramza, great mentor, powerful sister, collaborative partner with the Love Journey. When we gave those 12 families Christmas this year. She was a big donor of many things that came through the Love Journey. And so today, in this right now moment, I just want us to send light and love into Miss Greta. And as we breathe in today, I just want us to send light and love to Miss Greta. This is her sixth surgery in the last few days being in a hospital. So as we send love into every cell, every muscle fiber, and every organ, we want to recognize that Miss Greta is perfect, whole, and complete. And as we send the legion of healing angels around Miss Greta right now, you see, Miss Greta is a force to be reckoned with in the community. Miss Greta is a shift maker, change taker, and baby, she makes it happen wherever she goes. And so I just want to ask these the legion of angels to go into the room right now and invoke a presence of healing like no other. And so as we breathe in and become centered, I ask that you have Miss Greta in your heart, recognizing that she is perfect, whole, and complete, recognizing that everything that's true about God is true about Miss Greta this morning. And so as we take in this breath, I want to remind you, family, that sometimes we forget to breathe. You see, sometimes we forget that there's power in the breath. And so in this right now moment, I want to remind you, as we become centered, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. In this whole universe. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many names. The energy of that spirit we call God. On this line. But however you name this spirit, we enter that into this space right now, recognizing and honoring how you name that great spirit. Recognizing that great spirit that we know as God is good. We recognize that God is good, great, and omnipotent, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. No, there's not a spot, baby. And so as we center our mind, invoking the presence of the higher mind consciousness, invoking the presence of the I am presence, invoking the consciousness of the beloved Christ consciousness, calling forth the oneness in this right now moment, we're going to take in a deep breath. And as we breathe into our heart, calling all the forces in the universe, all the healing forces in the universe to come right now into the space of consciousness where Greta lives, in the oneness of knowing that Greta is here right now, Holy Spirit. And so as we breathe in the consciousness of that knowing, God, for the victory. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing through the mouth. And remembering to breathe deep into the heart, deep into the diaphragm. And as we breathe into the diaphragm, we call forth and invoke and invite all the healing forces in the universe. And so as we become still, be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family, breathe. And release be still and know that I am God. breathe them. And release. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we take this last deep intentional breath, calling forth the healing angels, the legion of angels to go into the room where Greta is residing right now, going into the hands of the doctor who is touching her right now, we breathe in the goodness and knowing that there is victory in the healing presence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to breathe in that knowing. We're going to really breathe in that knowing as we become still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe, breathe, breathe. Release. Just want to release. And as I come in this space, come in this space of knowing that I am calling forth and speaking and invoking the presence. Calling forth the divine mother, Father God, infinite presence of the all-knowing God. Recognizing the power and the presence. And as I come before you today, Holy Spirit, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart come from the transcending power of my I am consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak this morning. Holy Spirit, I ask you to cleanse my mind, God, as I come empty in my thoughts, God, that my space and my thoughts will be your thoughts, Holy Spirit. That my thoughts will be your thoughts, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and let my words be your words, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let me come empty, Holy Spirit, that I may remove any human-created thoughts, every human-created ego, that I may come in this right now moment empty, Holy Spirit. Oh, that it will remove all of me, God, and let all of you come forth in who I am as you right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence, that every word I speak will be your words, God, that I may be able to raise the vibratory energy of this call right now, God, that I may be able to raise the frequency of this call right now, God, that I may come in the presence of you right now, God, speaking your words, Holy Spirit, speaking the words of you right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done in this right now moment, God. Let your will be done. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, as we send the healing angels around Miss Greta today, God. Oh, as we call forth the mighty presence of you in this right now moment, God, we ask you to touch every cell in her body, God. We ask you to touch every cell in Miss Greta's body, God. We ask you to touch every organ in Miss Greta's body right now, God. Oh, we ask you to touch every living system, God. And as she is in that surgery right now, God, we ask your living, oh, come on, God. We ask you to send your legion of angels around there right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to touch the hand, God. We ask you to touch the hands of everybody who is touching her, God. We ask you to touch the atmosphere, God. We ask you to raise the vibratory energy of the atmosphere in the room right now, God. Oh, that we ask you to open the vision of Miss Greta in her deep consciousness to see the light of you right now, God. We ask you to speak to her mind, God. We ask you to speak to her cells, God. We ask you to speak to her organs, Holy Spirit. We ask you to speak to every part of her body, God. And we know no matter what what the physicians are saying. We know you are the master physician, God. Oh, we know there's no physician bigger, better, and knowing than you, God. So we ask that you work through your physicians that are in that room, your nurses, your anesthesiologists, and everyone who will come into the face of God. Oh, we ask you to come and let their spirit be known, God. We ask you to go in that room and let's raise the vibratory energy right now, God, giving the victory to you because you said in your word, God, even before I prayed that you would answer my prayer, God. You said even I knew before you even prayed your prayer that I would be answering your prayer, God. And so I give thanks, God, that you have already answered. And Miss Greta is up, God. And Miss Greta is walking around with the testimony, God, with the fire in her body, God, with the knowing in her breath, God, that the victory is hers today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. I'm asking you to come in that room and heal the healing presence of her right now, God. Oh, and we give thanks right now, God. Oh, we give thanks for her healing is so present right now, God. We thank you as you feel her spirit, her body with your knowing, God. Feel her presence with your vibratory energy, God, that she may touch the hem of your garment today, God, that she may touch the hem of your garment and be filled by the presence of your healing spirit, God. Oh, God, let your angels be released right now, God. Let your legion of angels be released right now, God. You said we have not because we ask not, God. So I come before you today, Holy Spirit. I come in the name of the intercessory prayer of Miss Greta right now, God, asking for a victory right now, God. And you said that in the word you will give me what I ask for if I believe, God. So I believe for the victory right now, God. So I receive the victory and I claim it right now, God. And I thank you for your legion of angels, God. I thank you for your healing angels that is in that room right now, God. Oh, yes, changing the atmosphere, God. Changing the molecules in the atmosphere right now, God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And as I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God, I ask you for a fresh anointing upon this call, God. I ask you for a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I ask you for a fresh anointing in their heart, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, somebody came this morning. Somebody came this morning with a mind to be blessed, God. Somebody came this morning with a mind to be blessed, God, with a heart to be served, God. Somebody came to hear a word from you this morning, God. I'm asking you to come and speak through me this morning, God. I'm asking you to speak the words, God, that you want your people to hear, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a blessing upon this call this morning, God. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and your doors and pour out a blessing upon this call that it won't be enough to receive it, God. It won't be enough room to receive it in the Holy Spirit, God. I'm asking you to raise the vibratory energy in every cell, every muscle fiber, and every organ, and every living system in our body, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and change the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and lift up the atmosphere in this right now moment, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to raise the vibratory energy and the frequency of us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and touch each and every person, God. Touch their hands and anoint them, God. Oh, God, touch and anoint their feet today, God. Touch and anoint their jobs, their day, God. Whatever experiences that they're going to have, let it be anointed by you today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless us today, God. I'm asking you to wow us today, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing, a financial blessing, a love blessing, a joy blessing, a happy success, and a healing blessing over us like no other, God. That we will have the anointing of David upon our lips, God. Oh, that we will have the anointing of David upon our hearts today, God. Oh, God, that we will rejoice in the knowing that our cup runneth over, God. That we know that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we will rejoice in the street and dance our clothes off like David today, God. Oh, we will dance with the knowing that it is done, Holy Spirit. We will dance with the knowing that your joy is upon us today, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you for doors that are opening, God. We thank you for new opportunities today, God. We thank you for new books, new inventions, and new multi-million dollar ideas, God. Oh, we thank you for new homes, new cars, and money flowing in each and every one of our pockets, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, because we know that you said in your word, Holy Spirit, that is he that gives thee the power to get wealth, God. Oh, you said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things, God. You said in your word, it is your good pleasure to give us the desires of our heart, God. I'm calling it forth right now, God. I'm calling you out on your promises right now, God. Oh, I'm calling you out in the mighty consciousness of love, the nature of love. God, we just thank you In the mighty name, nature, and consciousness of what love is, we say amen. Amen, 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 God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory. Dance is ours. Oh, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the clouds, the moon, the stars. Thank you, God. Good morning to the land and the soil and all the animal kingdom and all the plant kingdom and all the energy in the universe. We say good morning, good morning, good morning. We say good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, earth, wind, and fire. Good morning, ethers. Good morning to the universe. One song, one song. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke you into this call. Good morning, angels, come. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence into this call. Good morning, archangels. Good morning to our ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters. Come. And good morning to our master guides and our spirit guides. Come, Holy Spirit. As we invite and invoke our unseen committee, and as we stop in this right now moment, which is one thing that I always love to do, is to pay homage to our ancestors. I tell you, when I was in that African American Smithsonian Museum, I tell you, it felt like the ancestors was rejoicing because we were coming back to ourselves. And I tell you, there's nothing like that museum of all the museums and all the African museums and black museums I've been to. Is something special and unique about the feeling and the energy that you get in. So in this right now moment, I want us to pay homage to our ancestors. You see, I want us to stop and pay homage to those who sacrificed their lives, those who said yes to us being the dream today, for us being able to live their dreams today. And so, ancestors, I pay you a special love today, special homage for the things that you had to go through, the pain that you had to birth through, the suffering that you had to birth through, but for us to be walking the journey we're walking right now, freedom and knowing. So, ancestors, I pay you so much homage. I give you so much love. I thank you this morning, ancestors. I thank you this morning. I thank you for the Sojourner Truths. I thank you for the Harriet Tubmans. I thank you for the Malcolm X's. I thank you for the Nat Turners. I thank you for the David Walker. Thank you for the Benjamin Manikas. I thank you for the George Washington Carvers. I thank you for the Mary McLeod Bethunes. I thank you for every slave that lost their life, God. I thank you for every slave that was a piece of fruit, a piece of strange fruit. I thank you for their lives that were sacrificed, for the journey that they had to walk, the path to be the dream of who we are today. And so for every ancestor we lived and every ancestor that is invoked and invited into this call this morning, I give thanks for every known ancestor and every unknown ancestor. I give thanks. And so as we speak the name of those we know, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Miss Mama Colette Grant, and I pay homage to your ancestors, your known and your known unknown ancestors. And so as we come in this right now moment, recognizing in our hearts, because of them, we are. Because of you, ancestors, I am. And so I stand here before you today, Love Journey family, honoring the presence of those who walked before, those who gave their lives so that we can live the dream today. We say thank you, ancestors. Thank you, ancestors. Who, and as we send love into those that will come behind us, those who will walk this journey after us, those who will leave, who will carry on the legacy that we start today, we give thanks for those descendants. We send love into every new grandbaby, every new baby that is coming to the planet. We give thanks for the next wave of beautiful, amazing young people who will take on the torch and carry the legacy of what we do today. I'm so grateful as I send love into my descendants and then love into your descendants. Good morning, good morning, Love Journey family. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. Yes, this is the Love Journey. Good morning, my gods and goddesses, my kings and queens. Peace, peace to the family this morning. Peace, peace to my millionaires and billionaires. Love, love to my millionaires and billionaires. And I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, because of all the places you could have been, you could have chose to be anywhere, but you chose to be right here. I honor your presence. Good morning, Love Journey family. Yes. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And so as I integrate into the fullness of my gratitude, it was an interesting question that was brought to me yesterday, an interesting thought too. You know, as I thank God for the opportunity. Somebody asked me, what do you think you bring to the sisters gathering to hear? So you never think about what you bring to anything. When you bring it, you just bring you. But something occurred that starts to make you think about your own greatness and what you do individually to do what you do in a way that you can do it in the only way you can do it. I thought about the gift to change the atmosphere. She said, yeah, that's what I know. That's the one thing you do. When you walk in a place, you change the atmosphere. My prayers invoke the presence of God. People feel the spirit when I pray. That's the gift that I've been given, to change the molecules in the atmosphere. My presence is a blessing. You see, I remember thinking one day when I was studying Jesus. I was studying Jesus Christ. I was studying one of my favorite scriptures, the lady with the issue of blood. We never think about the fact that the lady with the issue of blood had to have a certain consciousness to even want to touch the hem of God, the hem of the garment that Jesus had on. But really what that scripture really is talking about is not really touching the hem of the garment, but it was touching the consciousness, conscious meeting consciousness. You see, because we cannot have one level of consciousness and somebody else have another level of consciousness and be in a meeting of it. We only meet the consciousness of who we are. And Jesus had a very high consciousness. You see, when Jesus was walking through the park, and he's walking with his 12 disciples, 13 beautiful, statuous, amazing men walking through with this presence. And the lady was trying to get through this crowded space because everybody knew that Jesus was going to be here, and everybody wanted to come and know who is Jesus. But she wanted to come and meet the consciousness of Jesus. So she crawled and she made it through. She pushed, she moved around, and she navigated to get to the front to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. But let me tell you, when she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus, Jesus felt something different happen in his body. So spoke out and said, who touched me? And I believe it was Peter, but it may not have been Peter. Peter may look back and said, Jesus, I know you ain't asking who touched you. Really, Jesus? Really, you want to know who touched you? And all these millions of people out here, you want us to know who touched you, right? Jesus said, yes, because I felt virtue leave my body. You see, nobody really tells you about the power that it took for her to have. See, it took a certain kind of power that the lady that had the issue of blood had that to reach the consciousness of Jesus and pull the virtue out of Jesus into the presence of her. You see, when two consciousnesses come together, something powerful happens. And she came to touch the consciousness of Jesus. She came to feel the light so that her presence and his presence together can cause an explosion of healing in her body. You see, two or more lights come together. It's almost like the Matrix. You see what happens in the Matrix when my light touches your light or your light touches my light, and our light is in the consciousness of higher mind presence. Then something powerful, explosive happens. And the lady that had the issue of blood had a mighty powerful opportunity to come together in her consciousness and meet the consciousness of Jesus. So, as we move through this day, recognizing that in the consciousness, we have the power and the presence already inside of us. I want you to integrate in that idea. It took a special kind of presence to walk through that crowd, push through that crowd, to crawl through that crowd. And touch the consciousness to the point that Jesus felt virtue leave his body. What do you think it was in her spirit, the work that she had to do? Because we've never heard no story in the Bible other than this story where he was touched and he felt something leave him. That's a really interesting thought. That you get touched and you feel something released from you. But you see what happens when you begin to operate in a consciousness of Christ consciousness. When you begin to operate in your Christ consciousness, your presence is a blessing. You see, when you begin to move into the presence of the consciousness of Christ, your presence is a blessing. When you walk in a room, the atmosphere changes. When you walk in a room, the consciousness moves the consciousness of other people because your consciousness is so operating on a frequency, the highest frequency in the planet, that every molecule, even a molecule shift when you're walking around. The atmosphere change. You invoke and invite the presence of the spirit and people feel the presence. You see, people knew something was peculiar about Jesus. They knew that Jesus had a light and was anointed. And when Jesus walked in the room, didn't even have to say a word. He reaped healing. He reaped love. He reaped the oneness with the universe. And every time people, presence of Jesus, they were renewed. Even the lady at the well, who thought she was going to be judged because of her five husbands and all the things that people judge you because they want to judge your life. And so she had an expectation of being judged by Jesus. You sure you want me to be the one to give you water? And Jesus said, absolutely, yes. You see, she thought she had lived an unclean life and thought that she wasn't good enough. But Jesus showed her, you're more than good enough to bring me some water. And when she got through with the conversation with Jesus, it was renewed. She was renewed in her thinking. She was transformed in her thought. That's just how powerful being in the consciousness of the higher mind presence. It renews your thought. It renews the presence of who you are. See, when she walked away from that well, that day, her life was transformed. Just by being in the consciousness of Jesus. He said, I'll teach you how. You'll never thirst. The water I'm going to give you, you will never thirst again for water. The food that I'm going to feed you, you'll never be hungry again. See, there's something happens when you operate in the consciousness of Christ. You see, something happens in that knowing that God is all there is. So today, how can we acknowledge the presence of the consciousness of Christ in us? And recognize the power that we have to change an atmosphere. The power we have to change the molecules, to bring and invite the consciousness of the one that is the one. See, we have to recognize that we are the power, the expression of God on the planet. And it's time for us to walk in that knowing. Walk in the knowing that you are all that God is. Walk in the knowing that nobody can do it the way you can do it. And touch those that you came to touch. There's something special that happens when we operate in our knowing, in our consciousness. Releasing the spirit into the atmosphere. And I say today, I'm so grateful for that knowing. I'm so grateful for that knowing. I'm so grateful for knowing that we have the power, family. And we can work that power. We can access that power. We can access our consciousness of Christ. We can move into that energy of knowing that we can call forth their presence in anything that's going on. We can renew ourselves and call forth the presence and return ourselves back to our highest vibration. See, that's the work that has to be done on the planet. See, our job is to come and return to only one thing, and that's love, and love is the highest frequency on the planet. And there is no other energy that's higher than the love on the planet. That's why God and love is synonymous. Christ and love is synonymous. The consciousness and love is synonymous because it's the highest frequency on the planet. And so our job is to return to the highest frequency on the planet, to be able to walk the planet and know that you are a goddess, know that you are God, knowing that you have the power, the alchemy, the magical skills to do, shift, and change the direction of anything that is going on. You see, I give thanks right now because when you begin to see life from a new perspective, you begin to have a different set of lens that begins to open up the universe to you. And when you're seeing so many people staying stuck in suffering and stuck in pain and stuck and stuck and stuck, you just wish you could just give them a new set of lens. So many times I wish I could just give people a new set of lens, just see it differently. Can you just see it this way? Can you look from the eyes of God? Can you see your own greatness? Can you actually access the presence? So I was asked the question, well, how do you access the presence? You got to get rid of the junk. You see, I come to learn that God does not operate in age. God does not operate in color, size, or shape, or what someone should look like. But God operates in a willing spirit. You see, you got to be willing to allow the presence to work through you. That means you got to release yourself and allow yourself to be empty to let the presence come through so that people can feel your anointing and know that you are anointed by the presence, because they know people feel anointings. You don't have to be in pain, family. Pay attention inward now. That's all pain is. Suffering is telling you, look, I'm trying to birth you into a greater version, but you choose to stay in suffering. We were never meant to suffer, only meant to learn lessons. And sometimes people got to get to the nitty-gritty. Sometimes people got to get down to the presence where it's physically bringing on an ailment for you to learn that God never meant for us to live in anything other than our goodness. And when we physically leave the planet, we don't have to have pain to leave. We don't have to suffer to leave. We don't have to go through a whole lot of muckle blunk to leave. We can just simply close our eyes and leave the body. Or we can make an ascension, whichever choice we make. But it's okay if you choose to suffer. It's okay if that's your choice. But I want to remind you today that suffering is a choice, family. Suffering is a choice. So she said to me, well, how do you get to be in a place where you don't have to suffer? You got to learn how to pray and invoke. You need prayer is not begging God for something. Prayer is not getting, you can get on your knees if you want to, but you don't have to get on your knees and beg. Because when a God knows what a God is, a God knows that all they have to do is invoke the alchemist's energy, invoke the presence of the mighty spirit. But sometimes we go so far down suffering street that it's hard to come back. Sometimes we live so long on pain street that we can't believe that anything other than pain can exist. Sometimes we live so long in hurt, guilt, shame, that we don't think we can live in any other kind of way. So I come to tell you today, learn how to ask your body. Learn how to speak to yourself. Learn how to speak to the DNA in your body. Learn how to speak to your mind. Learn how to speak to your heart. Learn that you have the power to heal and to transform and to shift the molecules in the atmosphere just by your presence. You know how to do it if you access the power, but you got to get out your own way. See, you got to get out your own mind. You got to get out your own way and allow the presence to take over. You got to allow full access to who you are. But that may mean you got to be birthed into that presence. And what happens, you might have to have a little suffering, you might have to have a little pain to be birthed, because you got to remove all that old conditioning, all them old ideas. And you got to understand that when you get that rebirthing, when you get the removal of your own ideas and your own stories and start telling a different story, you got to live a different story. You got to be a different experience. It's not easy because people start looking at you differently, like, what is really going on here? And people are ready to go up against you because they still believe in their story of suffering. They want to fight you tooth and nail about their suffering, and they want to hold on to it. But you know they can be free. But it's all up to them. And what you learn is you allow people to go through their pain, and you allow people to stay on their suffering street. Because guess what? If you take away the pain too soon, they won't be able to fly because they're not ready to let it go. And so my prayer for you today, my prayer for each and every person under the sound of my voice today is that you understand how to access your presence and how to speak to every cell in your body, how to speak to the DNA, how to lift every cell in your body back to its highest vibration, that you may touch every living system in your body, and that you will understand that you are the consciousness of Christ and you have the power to shift the atmosphere, that you have the power to change the frequency and the vibration of what's happening. You see, there's too many scriptures. Now, just for my traditional Christians, there's too many scriptures that tell you. I don't know if there's any scriptures in the Bible that tell you you're the worm of the earth. I don't know it. I haven't read it. I haven't seen it. But I know there's a scripture that says, Jesus said, these things I do, you can do an even greater. Let me say that again. Jesus said, the things that I do, you can do an even greater. Now, I don't know if there's a scripture that shows you that you wasn't good enough. I don't know if there's a scripture in there that tells you that you came from the dirt. I don't know. I ain't read that. But I'll tell you, there's a scripture in Jeremiah that says they put in the womb of your mother's belly, right? And I knew you even before then, even before I put you in the womb of your mother's belly, I knew you. And I had what kind of plans? Plans of success. See, I don't know if there's a scripture that says that I come before you and I'm not good enough for you, Holy Spirit. But it says to me in Genesis that you was made in my image. You was made in my likeness. And I looked at you when I created you and said good and very good. You see, I don't know nothing about no scripture because I'm not saying it ain't. It could be somebody know they. Y'all want to tell about it, you can. But I'm telling you, I never read it. So I don't know why we subscribe to anything other than our greatness. And I don't know why we subscribe to anything that we're talking about we was the worm of the earth. And I know I'm not good enough to come before you today, God. But there's a scripture that says ye are gods. So I just want you to know today, my prayer for you today is that you don't have to live on suffering street. You ain't got to stay on Pain Boulevard. You see, I know there's a scripture that says something about the money thing. But my God said in Deuteronomy 8:18, it is he that gives thee the power to get wealth. In Timothy, he said, it is richly, I give richly all things. That means God don't give you a little bit. God give you abundance. And I know it says that it is my great pleasure to give you the desires. Come on, Holy Spirit. He said, it is my great pleasure. Come on, Holy Spirit, to give you the desires of your heart. Come on, God. Do your stuff. Do your stuff. Do your stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know why we choose to live in lack. I don't know why we choose to live in poverty. I don't know why we choose to live in struggle, why we choose to live in pain. I don't know why we choose to live in suffering. But I tell you today, you don't have to. You see, you don't have to. And so my message to you is that the power is in you. The presence is in you. The presence is you. The presence as you. And it only works if you work it. How you gonna work yours today? Anybody want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Star 6 and press 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Come on, God.
Word of God today. Janine and Ingram, you were the word of God today. I thank God for you. I thank God for your boldness. I thank God for your courage to be the word of God in my life today. I thank God for your presence and your message. It is so awesome when the anointing comes in and you allow the power and the presence to flow purely through you. I just thank you so much. This was a powerful, powerful message today. And the question is, my stars, yes, there are scriptures in the book that you spoke of. I know a little something about the book, not a whole lot. But I do know that those scriptures that you spoke of and chose, don't you know it? I know that it's a choice when you go in the book. It's a choice. That is a book of life. It gives you that which is good and that which is not good, which allows you to make a choice of the stream of your flow. And that is the book, too, that we were taught, our ancestors were taught how to be slaves and how to suffer, because that was their lot, and their freedom and their joy and their wholeness would not come until after they left this planet. Thank you, God, you made it so clear for me this morning. I'm so full because it's what is in your heart. What is in your heart? God will bless you to have the desires of your heart. But if you want suffering, and if you got this thought that you got to go through all these things, and you know what? Then your mind will lead you to those scriptures and that stream of thought for your fulfillment. But that's not God's desire. You made it so clear. Thank you. It was liberating, Lady Love. It was really, oh my Jesus. I know you blessed, I mean, you probably blown some minds away where they are still trying to grasp the totality of it, because sometimes, Janine, when this power comes in, it throws people into conflict. It flows, mind blowing. It says one can conquer 1,000. You talk about that explosion. And we have no idea what that sister had to go through just to trust that consciousness. She said, oh, I don't need to talk to him. I just need to touch his garment. Because when you're in the power of the Most High, my sister, it is just not the flesh, because what you're doing is embodying the breath of God within your own flesh. And everything changes. He was changing the atmosphere, and she was assured, all I got to do is touch him, because the glory, anywhere he is, if I just get into his atmosphere and just think, if I just touch him, the glory of God's presence and the power is there too. Because that is what he walked in. He was clothed in by God. He was protected by. She touched him. Something explosion. It says one can flee, what? Give freedom to 1,000. But when two come together, it moves from 1 to 10,000. Oh, my Jesus. Explosive, my dear. Explosive. Thank you this morning for being the Word of God. Bless you, love you. Oh, and thank you for that prayer this morning, too, for Greta. Thank you, Jesus. I'm bringing this to her today. You know that.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Joy. You blessed me with these words. You just said I felt it in my atmosphere. I felt it in my body. Chills ran down my spine. Thank you for your message this morning.
Well, baby doll, all it's got to do is you give it out there. You know, that's something we forget. If you want a ship to come in, you got to send something out there. If you want the power to come to you, be willing and be bold enough to put it out there from you. And it'll come back. You got to trust and know that it all starts and begins with you and your acceptance to the power that dwells within you. And you be it. You be it. Your king, Brother King, would say that. That being. Be it. Woo! Girl, the glory is of God. It's all through my house and my room. I'm walking into it because of you, and I'm so grateful. Bless you, love.
Bless you. Thank you.
Family, bless the woman, your descendants. Bless them. Bless them. Increase them, Lord. Hallelujah. So that they can, too, be streams of light and be examples of the choices that one can make. Everything in the scripture is not for you to take hold of, but to be aware of so that you can make a conscious choice of the stream that you want to flow in your life. My Jesus. See, I prepare a table for you in the midst of your enemies. That means that regardless of what the situation is, be at peace, be whole, and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. You don't have to partake with the enemies, but I'm going to send something from you to overcome, overtake, and let their presence be your stepping stone. Come. Oh!
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen and adieu. Adieu, that's the Korean word, Janine, that says own it. And
own
that's
it.
What you did. Own it. Adieu. Own it.
Own it.
Yes, ma'am. You own it. You took ownership of it. You were the Word of God. Yes, indeed. Yes, you were. Thank you this morning. May God forever bless you and keep you. And may the fruits from your womb, hallelujah, be forever blessed and increased. And let the light of God be there so that they'll know that God is and has returned. And the earth and all is never outside the presence of God.
Amen.
Even Jesus said the kingdom of God is at. Hey, right now is when you're ready. Let him come on in. That's my story, I guess, this morning. Yes, it is. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. All right. Any more comments, concerns, and thoughts, process?
Great and powerful expression of love walks the planet in the form of Janine and Ingram. I am so grateful to hear. It's about time that we are shown how to be what we've designed to be. Shown how to be and to receive love is the expression of Janine and Ingram. It is such a great feeling to hear someone say, you don't have to accept being the scourge of the earth. You don't have to accept being treated any other way than you are love. And that is the purpose of being here on this planet, is to be the expression of God, the expression of love. And I'm so grateful to hear that you have a choice, and that choice is what you get when the sun rises on the sun rises on your day, your planet, your existence. You don't have to accept anything other than that choice. I'm so grateful, so grateful, and so grateful. It feels amazing to know that you have a choice, and then to make the choice that I don't have to see that it's raining. I can see that it's watering my earth, watering my plants, watering my fruits. It's watering versus it's raining. I love that, having a choice. Thank you, Goddess, for showing me that God is I am, and I am what God is. Thank you for showing me and being that example. So the things that you do, greater I can do.
Amen. Good morning, Emir J. Otto Price from West Palm Beach, Florida. That was a blessing to hear your voice this morning.
Well, I hear you every morning of my day to get me started, to let me know I have a choice to meet my day with enthusiasm, grace, and ease. And because you meet, I meet. And I meet to encourage you. I love you, Janine.
Love you, too. Good morning. Your Blog Talk Radio, 1633 is the last four of your number. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Carla. So powerful. So powerful. The words that in the Bible that we focus on, it, you know, I am the head and not the tail. I am more than a conqueror. Jesus Christ strengthens you with his words, but it's the words that you decide to plug into. What am I going to plug into? I'm going to plug into I'm victorious. I'm going to plug into that I am the heir of the throne. Ha! I plug into I am forgiven because he paid the price. There is nothing that I can do that God hasn't already paid the price for because I am his chosen one. Ha! I am. That is powerful. I am that I am sent me. I am that I am created me. So I can do all things through Christ. What words are we using over our lives? What words are we speaking over our children? This is powerful. It's so powerful. Are we using God's word to beat them up, or are we using God's word to edify them and grow them and ourselves? I choose to use those words to say that I am. I am. I am able to do all things. Amen. Thank you so much. Enjoyed the message.
Thank you, Carla. LeBo Hawkins. Amen. Anybody else have anything? If you're on Blog Talk, press 1. If you're on teleconference, press 6. All right, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming today. I want to remind you that if you're in the DMV area, Miss Ebony Amon Ingram is opening up the Universal Soul Circus on July 18th with her dance, Deo Dance. Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. They're going to be opening the Universal Soul Circus right here in Washington, D.C. on July 18th. Get your tickets today and don't delay. Oh, my God. I just tell you, Ebony is being so blessed through the ministry of dance. I tell you, it is a beautiful sight to see her grow and expand, and I'm just so grateful to watch her grow. And if you know anything about our sunrise services, this is the ninth annual sunrise service. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to be doing it. And doing it right here on 39th Street Beach in Chicago, Chicago, Illinois, family. We're going to be bringing some healing, transforming, powerful, powerful, riveting talent, conversation, thought-provoking questions, and a really powerful meditation on the message from the soul. by Dr. Michael Beckwith. And so I'm just so excited about what God is downloading into my heart for the 9th annual Sunrise Service. So I just want you to know that I want you to be there. And I want you to spread the word. Invite your friends. Invite your family. Show it on your Facebook. Let's social media. Put it on your social media. And let's be there together, family, this year, August 6th. Don't forget. And if you want to make your donations, don't forget. You know, everything that you do and everything that you share with the Love Journey helps to expand and to grow. And I just want to say thank you for all that you do for the Love Journey, from your presence to your volunteer to your gift of love and donations. You can go to paypal.com. Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com is my email. Or you can go to the Love Journey page. If you haven't been to the Love Journey page and put a review, please put a 5-star review on our page. Because let me explain. When you go to the bank with your 501c3s now, they're looking at your social media. They're looking at the work that you do. They're looking at the reviews that you get. And it would be a blessing if you put a 5-star review and a conversation on why the Love Journey has made a difference in your life, whether Sunrise or whatever you want to say, or Janine, whatever you want to speak, put a 5-star. I want to make sure you get a 5-star review on the Love Journey's page and like our page. That's the Love Journey, Inc. on Facebook page. Don't forget. Don't delay. Do it today. Give me a review, family. Yes. I appreciate you. And every donation and every gift of love is always appreciated. And I always pray that everything that you give to the Love Journey, that it will return to you a millionfold. And that it will be pressed down, measured, and returned to you in a billionfold. That nothing, that it won't even be room enough for you to receive it. I pray over every dollar, every gift, every donation, and everything that you do. I ask God to return it back to you. Because God said in his word, that was one of our promises, that when you bless my blessed anointed, I will bless you. God said, when you bless those I have called, I will bless you. So I pray for your blessings today. And I pray that you pray for mine. Let's bless each other today. All right, family, let's remind you today that our life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want you to remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And I want to remind you, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams today, family. Don't delay and do it today. God is waiting on you. Will you say yes? Will you say yes today to your sacred yes? All right, family, I'm going to play Mesa. Keep your head to the sky. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I tell you, it's been a stone blast today, family. Mesa, keep your head to the sky. Me. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your head to the sky. And may God enlarge your territory today. All right. Have a great, wonderful, amazing, lovely day.